Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present...
Bob Elliott.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Okay, hi. Hi, folks, and welcome back to the Bob and Ray Show. And,
whoopee!
Thank you, Pierre. A real swinging introduction. Running wild, yes, sir.
Woo-hoo.
15 minutes or so, we're going to be running wild here. Quiet down, everybody. Thank you. We'll be running wild indeed at the old Bob and Ray Show. We have, for instance, coming along Bob Elliott, or Gulliott, as I said earlier.
I know. Well, you were cut there, and I thought we ought to clear that up.
There was a microphone problem. I think I still have it.
Failure, wasn't it? Oars, I don't know about mine.
Hold on now. Good. Microphone on?
I hear you very well, yes.
Fine. Okay. So, without further... Blue, it... Get point.
Hey, your microphone...
Hey, Blue. Here at airport, where we're... series of interviews with arrivals here in this country. One of the... gentleman here in charge of greeting personages from out of this land of ours has told me that a great European theatrical troupe, which will be touring the United States soon, is arriving here from France. And we have just caught our eye on them over there. And I wonder if we could, can we just get through this out? People getting a lot of... emotion. And I think you are the leader of this group, aren't you, sir?
America.
The famous Apostolaris impersonators, ladies and gentlemen.
Microphone.
Sure you've heard of them. They'll be appearing for the next 6 months here in the States. Sir, can I ask you a little bit about your group? You do impersonations of...
No, and then from there to maybe Los Angeles, we hope...
Not again.
Hey, Bob and Ray, Wally Ballou.
Yes.
I'm having some trouble. Somebody keeps kicking a microphone cord, and we're breaking in a new summer relief engineer.
Is that so?
So if you speak closely to your microphone and keep an eye on your cord.
Maybe if I talk a little bit faster, it won't be cut so often.
Maybe so, yes.
Now, the leader of the Apostolaris is here standing with me. And just what impersonations do you do yourself, sir? Or are you just the group leader?
Well, what I like to do is to all of us impersonate European people, personages, before the crowned heads.
Don't you think an act like this will fall flat on its face in this country?
Well, that probably you will, and it probably will not. We were certainly advised to come here with this act, but and I hope that whoever advised us knew whereof. Spoke.
Far be it from me to tell you to turn around and get on a plane and go back to France, but you are here, and maybe we can have a sample of some of that famous Apostolaris impersonations that you do. For instance, on my list, I see that you do the Marseille, France Water Commissioner of 1857. Could we hear what he sounded like?
Hello, everybody. This is the Water Commissioner of Marseille speaking to you in 1857.
Of course, we have to stretch our imaginations a little bit and as much as...
There's very few people in your audience who would jump up and say, that doesn't sound anything like the Water Commissioner.
I'd like to compliment you, incidentally, on the very beautiful English that you speak. I had expected that your native tongue, French, would come through in your impersonations, but you've geared this for American audiences.
Well, it's, yes, you see, well, of course, I'm an American born.
Oh, I see.
And I've just been over in France, and now I'm coming back with this act. See, this is... I left the United States on the 2nd of May, and this is the 10th. I've been gone almost 8 days, so I wouldn't have picked up much of a foreign accent.
I understand. Well, I certainly hope you have a very successful tour here in this country, and if it's at all possible, we'll try to get to see you on one of your engagements.
Now I see that our time is just about up here at the airport. And this is Robert Ray's roving reporter, Wally Ballou, turning you to our studio.
Thank you, Wally.
All the difficulties have been overcome now.
Hope so. Say, next we have Celebrity Snapshot. Do you have a copy
of
that?
No, I don't, but I'll follow you and listen and enjoy
sure. Well, you have to participate. I tell you what, maybe if I put the paper or script here in the center, would that be all right? Folks, are you busy? Could you wait just a second till we continue there? Now,
how would that sound? Good?
All right. Right here, Bob, a word for the Saturday Evening Post. What happens when 20 Russian men and women are assigned the same apartment? Now, in this week's Saturday Evening Post, a man who lived behind the Iron Curtain reveals the shocking everyday existence of the Russian people. You'll learn the tragic consequences of their housing shortage, discover if family members are forced to spy on each other, and what tricks Russians try when they want a divorce. Be sure to read How My Comrades Live.
Also in this week's Post, you'll meet Walter O'Malley, the highly successful and controversial boss of the Los Angeles Dodgers. You'll read why O'Malley really left Brooklyn, discover how close O'Malley came to firing manager Walt Alston, how he answers critics who claim he's riding high on a team Branch Rickey built. Be sure to read A Visit with Walter O'Malley. It's all in this week's Post, on sale now. Get your copy wherever magazines are sold. To be an influential, keep posted. Read the Saturday Evening Post.
The Saturday Evening Post. Good word. Now then, we're coming up. We have another wonderful episode of One Fella's Family.
Oh, boy.
As an important feature of the Bob and Ray Show, we bring you another episode of One Fella's Family. Today's episode, entitled Moving Day, is taken from book I, chapter I, page 14, 15, and the bottom of page 27. As we look in on the family now, we find them making preparations to move. And we hear Father say...
Well, Fanny, we've got everything packed, but I can't believe that we're going to have to leave the old home.
Yes. It makes me sick just to think of it.
Well, we at least have got a nice place for them to move the house.
Fortunately, we had that lot purchased many years ago.
Yes.
Now all we have to do is to jack up our house here and move it along, I suppose.
The man from the highway department is going to be over here shortly with condemnation papers so they can put the new Seaview Skyway through here.
Yes, it'll be a nice highway. I suppose it is progress, but I'm going to miss... Oh, is that the door?
I think it was. I'll go see if that's the man. Hey, you looking for the butchers?
I'm the water commissioner of Marseille, speaking in 1857.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid we're not expecting you, sir.
I better go back to France.
It wasn't him, Fanny.
Who was it?
Wasn't the man from the condemnation department. Or condemnation.
Well, why would they condemn our house? I think that's the wrong...
No, they're condemning just the property our house stands on.
Well, they couldn't even condemn it. They're going to use it. I think it's the right... They're here with right of eminent domain.
Yeah, there's somebody...
It's the bum's rush off our property.
Somebody else on the...
Oh, would you get it,
door.
Please?
Yeah. Maybe the mayor of Aalborg, Denmark. Who knows? Yes?
I'm the... Highway Department man.
Oh, we were expecting
with the papers for you to sign.
Hey,
the state is exercising its right again of eminent domain. Do it once or twice a year just to keep it going. You know, if we don't exercise our right of eminent domain every two or three years, we lose the right.
Of course. Well, you don't want to lose
that.
No, I didn't do it.
To sign this, Gaffer.
All right. Does Fanny have to sign it, too?
Can she read and write?
Oh, yes.
You a citizen lady?
What do you mean? My parents and grandparents and the parents before them were here. Why, they pushed a trail west. My word.
Can the palaver,
Fanny. Saw your show on TV.
There you are. Here's your paper, sir.
All right.
Now, when will the men come to move the house?
That's not my worry. I know that we're coming to build a highway tomorrow morning.
Yes. Well, we better move fast then.
Anything in our way will go.
Yes. Did you hear that, Fedney?
He's discouraging, isn't he?
Come on, old folks.
Better get busy right away and call the house movers.
Yes, because this is an important moving day.
Yes, it is.
Just read the script, actor.
Hey, I thought there was more there.
You have been listening to One Fella's Family, brought to you as an important feature of the Bob and Ray Show. Today's episode, entitled Moving Day, was taken from Book II, Chapter I, pages 14, 15, and the bottom of page 27. One Fella's Family is written and produced by T. Wilson Messi. This is a Messi production.
Here in our New York studios, we're always happy to throw part of the program open to questions from our audience, which varies by size, from night to night, but usually there's a pretty good crowd, and tonight is especially good. I see a great many smiling faces and people who are looking as if they have questions for us. Anyone who has a question like to raise their hand and just fire away. Ray or myself, the sound man, our director, our engineer, or our musical expert will try to answer it for you. All right, go ahead, sir.
Listen to your voice after it comes through.
What was that again?
What happens to your voice after it comes through the air and into our radio and we hear it? Where does it go then? Does
well,
it still go?
No, it just kind of...
stop in our ears.
It kind of gets lost at that point.
Yes.
And
that's all right.
All right, come right in. One of our helpers just arrived. I can't tell you any more about that. They say that voices travel around in the atmosphere forever and ever, but I've never been able to prove it.
I've read that, I believe, in one of those science magazines, that a sound never really ends. It just goes and keeps going.
Yes.
Forever and ever.
And if you
spooky,
went,
isn't it?
If you went far enough out, you might be able to recall the voice.
Out, man. Way out.
You look way out. I thought you might be able to get the voice of the Marseille, France Water Commissioner of 1857.
I wonder how I could ever do that. I suppose it is.
It's there.
Moving through the air somewhere.
Sure, it's out there. Let's have a different question. And someone else. Who else? Yes, you.
Bob?
Yeah?
Besides Henny Youngman, who next is your favorite comedian?
I think Mel Torme stands up pretty well in my parade of personalities in that field.
Lawrence Welk, does it make you laugh?
No, he doesn't. I really dig him.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, and maybe you have a difference of opinion. I don't know.
I was just trying to think, because he hit almost all of them. Any, Lawrence, and then, Mel.
Hey, I got a question.
I can't, yes?
How many shirts and neckties do you fellas own? You especially, Ray.
Well, yeah, just
because I've been here four times, and I see you with the same shirt
yeah.
every night.
Well, this shirt is called a 1,000-mile shirt. It's a traveling salesman shirt. It's sort of a cream brownish color that, it goes undetected as being used
yeah.
several times.
Yeah, I figured.
See, I mean, you couldn't tell whether I'd worn this shirt one day or
well,
four.
Well, I could because I've been here four yeah. days in a row.
But to answer your question, I have three of these.
We will have a word from the brass here in just 10 seconds. Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
The Happy Boys Tie Lows, guest again on Off the Guthrie Time, tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network.
This is 74 in San Francisco.